Welcome to the Sea Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We are going to sing, I Have the Joy. When we sing the words, I have the joy, you say, down in my heart. Where? That's right. Down in my heart. Sing it loudly.
I have the joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I have the joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy.
Sabbath is a special day God gives us every week. In our story today, we are going to learn about a happy Sabbath, Jesus' first Sabbath at church. Let's sing Happy Sabbath.
This is a happy day, happy day, happy day. This is a happy day.
We are going to play a guessing game. I'll give you hints. Then you guess what it is. Are you ready? I am pink and wrinkly. I am protected inside your head. I am the part of your body that you use to think and tell your body what to do. Am I your stomach? No, I'm your...
A brain.
I'm a brain. Good job. Question two. You have two of me on your face. I can be brown, or blue, or green, or hazel color. Some people wear glasses over me. You use me to see. What am I?
Eyes.
Eyes. Question number three. I am big on an elephant, but much smaller on you. I am on the sides of your head. You use me to hear sounds. What am I?
Ears.
Ears. These three things are part of your body, and not just any part. They're all part of your head. God gave us a brain to think, eyes to see, and ears to hear. Our story today is about Jesus' parents dedicating all of him to God when he was just a baby. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to our world and becoming a little baby. Please help us to learn to be like you as we hear our Bible lesson. In Jesus' name, amen. The dedication. When Jesus was a little baby, people went to a temple to worship God. In the temple, they prayed, and they sang, and they read from a Bible scroll. Those are things that we do, except for we call it a church. We pray, and we sing, and we read from the Bible. When a daddy and mommy brought their baby to the temple for the first time, they would go and see the priest. The priest would hold the precious baby and ask God to bless the baby and his parents. This special prayer was called a baby dedication. When my girls were really little, we had a baby dedication with my first daughter. She was dedicated when she was less than 2 months old. With our second daughter, we waited till she was a little bit older, 8 months old, but they were both babies. And we wanted to tell God that we wanted his help to raise them for Jesus. When baby Jesus was still little, Joseph and Mary took him to the temple. The priest held baby Jesus carefully in his arms. Can you pretend you're holding a baby? While the priest was holding baby Jesus, a very old man named Simeon came to the temple. God had told Simeon that baby Jesus was the special baby who had come to save us from Satan. When the dedication was over, Simeon held baby Jesus. Thank you for letting me see this special baby, Simeon prayed out loud. While Simeon was still holding baby Jesus, a very, very old lady named Anna came into the temple. Anna loved God. When Anna saw the baby, she knew who he was right away. Anna told everyone, God has kept his promise. Anna and Simeon were very, very happy that day. What promise were they talking about? The promise that God would send a baby to be our Savior and to rescue us from our sins. Mary and Joseph taught Jesus to always remember that he had been dedicated to God. God helped his parents to take care of baby Jesus, and God helped your mommy and your daddy take care of you. Did you know that you belong to God, just like baby Jesus? Yes, that's true. You belong to Jesus, and you are very, very special to God. As you grow up, you can always remember that you've been dedicated to him and you belong to him. And when Satan tempts you to do something bad, you can say, No, I belong to Jesus. Can you say that with me? No, I belong to Jesus. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse today is Psalms 127, verse 3. Children are a heritage from the Lord. What does that mean? That means children are a gift from God. All children and all people belong to God who loves us. So as we say the verse, point to the children in your room. Maybe it's only you. Maybe you're the only child, so point to yourself. Or you can point to a brother or sister, or point to a picture of children as we say, children are a heritage from the Lord. Look up and point up to the Lord in heaven. Say it together. Children are a heritage from the Lord. Psalms 127:3. Let's try it together. Children are a heritage.
A heritage
from the Lord.
From the Lord.
Psalms 127:3. Let's pray together. You can fold your hands. Dear Jesus.
Lord Jesus,
thank you that we can choose.
That we can choose
to belong to you.
To belong to you.
Thank you for our mommies and daddies.
Thank you for our mommies and daddies
who help us to know you.
To help us to know you.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Our closing song today is "Love at Home." This song comes from the hymnal. It's one of my favorites. Let's sing "Love at Home."
There is beauty all around, where there's love at home. There is joy in every sound, when there's love at home. Peace and plenty here abide, smiling fair on every side. Find a coffee, sweetly cry, when there's love at home. Love at home, love at home. Find a coffee, sweetly cry, when there's love at home.
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.